So what does the dreaded record income inequality in America look like? There are plenty of scary numbers. We talk about them all the time. But what if you stepped back and looked at income inequality from outer space? Well, it turns out that if you type the words income inequality as into Google, the first thing that comes up is the blog project, Income Inequality as Seen from Space. Environmental journalist Tim Deschant is behind this and joins us now. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
How did you come up with the idea of looking at income inequality from outer space, and what do you see, for heaven's sakes?
Well, it all started with a research project or research paper I stumbled on about a month ago. A pair of researchers were gathering tree cover and economic data on over 200 cities across the United States, and they were looking for specifically for this correlation between the two. And what they found was that as income increased by 1%, demand for tree cover increased by 1.76%. And that means that not only do rich people have more trees than poor people, they have a lot more trees than poor people. So I posted the article. For the next couple of days, I really couldn't stop thinking about it. And one of the thoughts I had to myself was, boy, I'll bet if you could look at Google Maps, you could see where the rich neighborhoods and the poor ones were just by looking for the trees. Well, and it turned out to be even easier than I thought.
And so how does this work, you know, on a, you know, I guess on a macro scale, you can chart, I suppose, states or parts of counties that have an increase in wealth. But neighborhood to neighborhood, I would suspect, with Google Maps, you could tell quite a stark story. What have you found in particular cities?
Yeah, absolutely. So Oakland, California, perhaps provides one of the starkest contrasts out there. And that was one of the ones I looked at. One neighborhood in West Oakland that I looked at, for example, has a median household income of $42,000. And as you might expect, there's hardly any trees at all. What you see on Google Maps is mostly dead grass and concrete jungle. And then just a few miles away, there's Piedmont, which is an enclave of Oakland. And there, the median household income is over $165,000. And compared to West Oakland, it looks like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. In some places, you can hardly see the street. The trees are so thick. And this carries across the world, in fact, too.
All right, Tim, let me ask you a question. You're an environmental journalist. How is this different than, say, tracking, you know, where the Mercedes-Benzes are or, you know, where the gold doorknobs are?
Right. Well, I think in this case, this is something that people can just queue up on their computer and see for themselves. We've all gotten used to over the years, you know, surveying their neighborhoods from Google Maps. And so I think in this sense, it's a very intuitive way for people to spot income inequality. And I think one that really jibes with people's experiences on the ground, too.
If poor people get trees, they won't feel less poor. But do you think it'll improve their lives?
I think it will. Trees provide a lot of benefits. They include shade in the summer that reduces cooling costs. They can also scrub air pollution, particularly particulate matter. And that's important in places like West Oakland, for example, that has a lot of fumes from freeways and trucks headed to the Port of Oakland. And asthma rates are really high there. So if there are more trees, that could potentially reduce asthma rates.
All right. Wealth growing on trees, quite literally. If you look at Google Maps, the income disparity as seen from space shows that wealthy neighborhoods have far more trees than poor neighborhoods. Tim Deschant, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tim Deschant is an environmental journalist. His blog is called Per Square Mile, the project Income Inequality as Seen from Space.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.